You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Place it down on the inside. I will operate all the time. I bless him when don't nobody want to be around you. Just call on him. Here I am, because I want to live according to your word. I bless your name and I give you praise. I don't want to be self-righteous. Hallelujah. Take down my self-righteous. Put in your righteousness so you can merge me. Purge me. Take out of me. Cleanse me from my mind. Cleanse my heart. I bless your name. I won't be in denial. I won't be excused. I won't hide behind religious. I won't hide behind this word. And the word ain't finding me. Can I get three people? I remember when I first got my first license. Believe it or not, from the Church of God in Christ. I ate the fool up in there. They gave me a big book that I needed to learn. I said, I ain't going up in here because you don't open up your book. I don't need no license to preach your word, because if you tell me to go somewhere, I'll break up in there. And the only thing you have to do with your ability to throw me out. Hallelujah. When I went to Saturday morning to get my license, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to wear this dress. When you get there, I got two big boys. I'm going to allow you to minister to them. I ain't hear nobody. I lie not. I have many lies. Oh my God, I didn't open up the book. I don't know what the Church of God in Christ creed is, because I ain't go in there. I got my license on that day. Hallelujah. I did what he told me to do. I'm trying to look at people scratching for folks. It's a desire that you want to do my will. Because we ain't been good enough to keep doing ours. Amen. Hey, hear me. Amen. But he gave me the license on that day. I got two other licenses since then. I went to do a service out from Gainesville somewhere in the bushes. Hallelujah. They brought me up at 11:30 at night. I should have been coming home by that time. I know y'all wouldn't have made it because church was too long. I didn't go there to get a license. I went there to preach because they asked me to come. I did not know. The pastor of the church called me up. Said, the Lord told me to give you your doctorate degree. I asked one because I didn't think I needed it. I still don't think I need it. I don't need that to do what God tell me to do. I want to help some of these holy folks scratching to get somewhere. I found out I don't need all that. But when you line up with him and you define what his mystery is, what he required us to see our own self. I've been preaching this for about 4 or 5 months. I got off the cell phone because ain't nobody shut theirs down. I was just a messenger to bring it. Because people lay up in the bed with their laser tail and on the phone all night and ain't done nothing. Your bed dirty. Roaches and ants crawling on your bed where you ate in there. Get on. You know you ain't clean up nothing. That phone got all your attention. You talking about you sleep. No wonder you're tired when you get up, because you got an ear to hear the phone when it rains. Feeling for it like you're feeling for get a baby to titty. I ain't hear nobody. So I let that alone. Don't got to get back where I'm at. See, we scratching, and the enemy got us mixed up because our flesh and self. They hear me. That's why I don't ask nothing for people, because people will charge you. I ain't hearing nobody. My son told me different, but, you know, I've been out here a long time. I ain't hear me. And I done ate a whole lot of crow soup. Crow soup is you messed up. So I decided, I said, my God, teach me how and show me how to start depending on you. I have a game like some of y'all think you got. It ain't no good. It just lasts for a little while. You relying on people, you better learn to rely on him. Because people kick your butt to the curb. All them you say you love and they love you back. You'll be right here with your teeth shackling and you ain't, no, I ain't hear nobody. Because they'll put you up. And when you get comfortable with them putting you up, they'll drop you down. I ain't hear nobody. But I come to the conclusion of our self-conscious is hindering us from having a pure conscience. See, our self-right spirit is a force not to be reckoned with because you can't get past it. You can tell somebody, I operate as God will have me to operate. My biggest carry is healing and deliverance. And if God tell me something in your heart and you reject that, it's in there, I leave you alone with it. Because sometimes you miss what God has for you because you're carrying junk in your heart. Amen. And you done covered up with your precise-ism and your excuse-ism and ism and schism. Amen. Ain't hear nobody. Amen. And we want to charge other people, but God looking for us. Amen. To let him come in our heart and take out the things that hindering us so he can develop a relationship so we can be united together with him. See, we want to be all this with other people, but we got to develop a relationship with him. We won't be afraid to trust him because of some good thing. You have a man making X number of dollars. He can talk like you want and you ain't hearing him. Sit down. Yes. Get my food cooked. Yes. Did you take my clothes to the cleaner? I didn't, but I'm getting them there. Because you're looking at that big paycheck. I ain't hearing nobody. I ain't saying none up in here all that. But if you ain't reach up and start being all that, we can go and be in bondage for that we see. Won't we come out of bondage for that what we don't see, but I believe that I must have a pure conscience of the things of God. Our conscience easily get fixed in us because we find ourselves reason and excuse. Well, let me tell you this, pastor. I have to shut your lying mouth up. Because you all up in yourself, right yourself. I said, nah, shut up. That's my rebuke. Shut it up. Because you're lying again. And we do it real easily. Because our self-righteous spirit come over now and control us. They're going back to the flesh. Oh, folks don't want to hear things pertaining to the self, but hell is real. You can go down there with your Bible if you think so. And it won't do you no good on that day. Because that was your choice to go there. Can I get anybody? No, I want this word to get in me. And it ain't about how you quote it, but how you live it. See, it's a different thing quoting it and don't live it. Because the enemy will set you up. You think you're living it because you're quoting. When a traffic come, it blow your tail all the way down. You worse than a crackhead out there shaking. That's the point I'm finding. Let me go down to 6 and I'm going to sit down. There's a mystery in Christ. And you can't find it in yourself, righteous self. I don't care who said you can't do it. And reason with yourself. Because we don't want to define what God want to do. He want some representative. Not ourselves. Because we get it out ourselves. I hear some people pray some really smart, educated prayers. But I don't want to pray one. I want my lips to get the foam. And juice went to running out the side of my mouth. That's what you call get on ghetto. I'm getting down because I'm ghetto. I want to tell him. My granddaughter say, I sing. Somebody heard when she said, I sing it. Oh, whatever she say. And that was good. I laughed about it. What I wanted her to know is when you invite the Holy Spirit in, not God, you can say, old folks say Holy Ghost. But when you invite him in, you can hear what he wants you to do. I found out I ain't smart in this book, but he is. He told me to go to these two books, and that's where I'm at. So let me get on down here. You don't know the mystery of Christ up in your educated, sophisticated self. And assured in yourself. You can tell people walk in a surety in yourself, son. Can I talk to you? They come up with a surety. Let me look at the house. You ain't got it like that. You better look at God for the house. And if the house don't come back, you keep your eyes on the house. I hit the body. I've been in ministry service and folks walked out because they didn't get down with me, and that was fine. I don't want to lose Jesus because you don't get down with what he done put in me. Don't be a hater. If a lot of people hate her because they don't want to get down over there. Let him drag you through a few things and feel your teeth fall out. And folk walking by you laughing at your butt naked because they done seen you done messed up. But I come to this morning to tell you, it all in developing you. It's all in making you to be a representative for Jesus the Christ. See, Christians don't want to be truthful. I don't care, and I won't take it back. Because Christians will be a liar and think they're going to heaven anyway. I will tell you the truth because I put down all them faces, and I had a lot of them. I had a face to make you think I like you. I had a face when you come to my house with your bad children, you wouldn't come back. I had a face for everything. I ain't hear nobody. In my first marriage, I wasn't too right, and don't worry about me checking, see if you right. And I said, God, if you ever let me get married again, I want you have brought me to a place in you where I won't use them ism and schism that I use and rectify and justify I did it. See, we want people to see other people doing so bad, but we doing worse. Am I in the house today? Because we put our focus on look at them, but I don't see myself. That's how the enemy set us up with our self-righteous conscience. You sleep with folks. Don't worry about all these women talking about, I've been true to my husband. You're telling a lie. You just went there. You thought of somebody can fix you better. You still did the same thing. Am I hearing them? You don't have to say amen to me. I tell the truth. But until you let him in. And he win. Because you can't win in yourself. The last one did me in the category. I'm going to show him. I'm going to cut him from A to appetite. Well, you go down in the low well where they'll treat you wrong. You be running all day. You don't think they got a prison for women? Go down that old killer, honey. Some of them turn into men, but they there. There was a woman when they checked them in. Ain't hear nobody. So in verse, mystery of Christ, how are we going to find? And with our conversing, we got so much information from folks don't know what they're talking about. They can tell you to stand up and praise God, and they sitting their fat tail down. Well, won't you get up? And you praise him, and you tell me how good you doing praising, and then maybe you can convince me to do it. I ain't in the house. We done got so sophisticated. Don't take all that. It take more of that and some more. You just don't know it. Because the enemy going to come and get you with your pretending and with your faking it like you done made it. I ain't hearing nobody. But I say, oh, King Jesus. Because let me tell you one thing. When you obey him, you don't have to go home and try to put up some oil on your wall and drop some over here. No, do what you got to do and God going to do what he do. I bless him today. And let me finish this where we can go home. And great and importance and weight. We confess. When we confess, we won't do that. When the weight leave yo, you don't have to deal with that. And these circles get up in your eyes, and you're getting to look like a monkey. Are you hearing me? You can get rid of that stuff. You can sleep good at night and be off all them pills and all them drugs. You can sleep good at night. I ain't hearing nobody. When you confess, God, I need you to do this here. I'm wrestling with this. Do that for me. You don't have to tell the whole world. Tell him about it. and he'll do something about it. We want to tell all our friends and neighbors, they don't keep secrets like that. Because they'll tell up in a minute. You get a gossip and tell them some of your business. It's already out there on the internet. Because that's what they name gossiper. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, my God. The hidden things. We know about them, but we don't want to confess them. Why won't we tell God? Just keep bothering me. Miss Maybelline make me sick, and I've been smiling her face and my jaws don't got a smile. You're a liar because you confessing something you ain't got. Pastor do this all the time, and I told him, Pastor, I don't agree with it. Making all these spirit masks, go to somebody, tell me I confess to you. But the Lord told him, he didn't tell me, somebody will bop you in your mouth. I ain't like you for 4 years, and you've been playing with me. I got to stomp you now. Why you think women taking men down there to the court system? Because you've been playing with what they gave you. Y'all need to leave them alone and let God get them. But you can't trust God and have faith he is a provider. Well, keep on trying to get them. They only hate you, they hate the children too. I ain't giving them, let them suffer with you. I ain't hearing about, oh, I'm in the wrong house. My God, my God. We are human beings. And we act the fool because we human. I don't care how intelligent you are, how much education you got, you act the fool. What did I tell you about my brother-in-law? He's very educated. But I go in there trying to take over his house. He says, excuse me, Pastor, you can't fucking throw you out. You don't mess with people when God working on them. KK cooked something I like. I said, take out a little for the girl. Drop it by here. Ain't hear nobody. But we got to know we are human. Human characteristic is nasty. You can tell a person 2 weeks ago, come on and live with me till you get better. After 4 days, you tired of them. I didn't know they were that nasty. Taking a bath like they live here. All in my personal stuff. You lied. And we got many liars say they Christian. The enemy will deceive you. Well, Lord, I thought. You ain't thought nothing. You were just playing. I know I got to get to these marriages. I'm finna get there and I'm finna sit it down. I'm so sick and tired of folks think marriage was Hollywood or the White House. It ain't now one of them. And you go through something in a marriage because you're human, both of you. And you got human characteristics, both of you. And the fool act up in both of you. Sometimes it's the same time. But it come up and activate. I ain't hear nobody. And you ain't holy as you claim you because you get to saying some choice words. I ain't hearing nobody. Talking about you like to cuss, you cuss. And then you looking at them when they up in church pretending they so holy. They make me sick. You just as bad as them. Won't you tell them they ain't holy? It's not another, but it'll be a truth one this time. We can't get rid of this human body because ain't nobody walk around in no other body but a human. I heard some people talking about they went out in the spirit realm and they stayed about 2 or 3 days. I think they lying because if they was in the spirit realm of God, they wouldn't want to come back down here to this gangster place. I don't think nobody stayed out that long. If they did, somebody tell me about them. But I want his Holy Spirit to endow me with power. So it'll take over this human body, because this human. It might be older than y'all, but this a human body and yours is too. So you're going to begin to deal with that. Confess this a human body. See, he's a daily God, and we done took him. I've been saved ever since I was 12. You tell a lie, you've been in some ever since then. No, he's a daily saver. Save me from my own self daily. I ain't hear nobody. From that I would do. And I want to do, he won't let me do. I ain't hear nobody. Because he said, I'm tired of this. I ain't taking it no more. He said, no, I ain't ready for you to get out of it yet. That human body say, you sure? Yes. we must understand the power of the Almighty God. Whatever he allows, if you make it through, he'll make you better. If you want to be better, he'll show proof to you the mystery of who I am. He'll take you in a place in him. And it ain't nobody there but you and him, so don't worry about the other folks. Because you can say, God came in and rescued me. I don't believe that. Well, you don't want him to rescue you. That's why he ain't done nothing for you. Can I get a witness in the house? But our human bodies, and we all are in one, it will make a fool out of you. So you won't connect to this Jesus Christ, that he will develop you for his glory, that you will be a representative to show proof. He don't want all us to act the same way. Don't get it, Skippy, today. Everybody ain't loud like I am, but I wasn't loud till I got in touch with him. Walk around on sophisticated tippy toes, that ain't enough to get in there. And I'm talking about me. But one day I told him yes. And everybody think it's so easy when you say yes. That means I must do what you tell me to do, and it hurts so bad. People make you cry, but you keep on saying you're greater. People love you, but you say you're greater. Hallelujah, they'll travel your name all over the universe, but you say you're greater. My God, folks don't like you just because you're trying to represent this Jesus. They'll hate on you, I ain't hearing nobody, and say they love you. They'll dig a ditch and wait for you to fall in it. But you keep on saying, it's just you, Jesus. It's just you in the morning. It's just you in the day. It's just you, Jesus, in the night. And for you know it, you done got over a day in Jesus. See why some people lose their drive and motivation. You try to witness to devils, and the devil gonna be the devil. Because somebody gonna tell you, you don't know. When I met Sister Michelle, the Lord told me to go to a place. We can keep it and keep people out of our business. I had a hat on my head and a jogging suit on. And she began to giggle. And I mean, she was giggling and giggling. And the Lord said to me, take this finger and punch her in her belly. I didn't tell her I was pastoring nowhere. But I said, I see what the Lord has done for you. I said, I see where you've been through some things. And it counted strange. And it could have been strange to me, but God is greater than the strangeness of man. And I mean, she began to giggle and giggle and giggle. And when I put my hands in her neighbor, and ain't nothing funny about me, I'm still on the deliverance team, old as I am. And she began to operate. And she giggled and giggled. But I heard the Lord say for me to go there. I didn't know what he wanted me to do, but she was there. That's how she came to the ministry. The Sunday she came was her first Sunday. I shall never forget it. I said nothing to her. I didn't preach. This is what she said to me. The Lord told me, you're not preaching this Sunday, but you will preach. You don't have to explain God to nobody. You just let him be God. Well, you can show anybody the power that he released and trusts you with. He keep this flesh to bind down to him. I ain't hear nobody in the house. Hallelujah. Son, I need you to come here, please. I have a request. I know about this situation, but I have not spoke to you, have I? When I was in the pulpit, I heard the Lord to ask you to pray for my nephew. Okay. Yes. Let me tell you, I want to put this out. I'm so sick and tired of Christian critics. Yes. But this nephew, he took care of our mother. Yes. He wiped Elisha with a baby. He was there with him eating day and night. And I saw it hurt him so bad. And I said, God, I can't pray for him. He said, no, tell your son to pray. Because he don't know nothing. I ain't trying to prove nothing to no folks. I asked him to pray for him for me. Because I want God to reward him for all the things that he's doing to help all of us. My mother had 12 children. There's a grandchild. Oh, God. I ain't want nobody to feel sorry with me. But God is a rewarder. I don't care what folks say. And how they point at the outer appearance, God know the heart of every man. Yeah. Don't get it skippy up here today. I don't care how deep you are, but you don't know what he knows. Yeah. Hallelujah, my God, I bless you. Yeah. I bless you today.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. The word of God say, yes. He who walk upright before me. Yes. No good things will he hold from thee. That's the word. My God, my God. My God, I bless you. I'm in this for souls, not for celebritism. Because he came by to see about me. When I wasn't fit to live and wasn't in no place to die. Things don't make you fit not to live. Because for the record, I had access to things. But things ain't a good grip. When you get a hold of Jesus, you can let the things go. Can I get a witness in the house? Hallelujah. I asked. And God honored my request. I said, Lord, I'll do it myself. He said, no, have the prophet pray for him. My coach, I don't think I ever really told him thank you. Because I would go to my mama's house and she had got real mean and she'd fight. And she'll spit on you. And I saw my nephew take care of our mother. Hallelujah. Don't get him skippy. With your self-righteous clothes, take them off today. Our righteousness is filthy before him. Because we want to get recognition. We want to be praised and recognized. But what you do for Christ's sake, you don't have to be in no building, but in your heart. It will manifest greatness and power that will reach you out eternity. And I bless him today. And I give him praise today. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, if you got to go, I understand you got to leave. But I ask God to repay the past.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is GodsPropheticOutreachMinistry.com.